The case of Henry Novak is the most extreme illustration of the anti-British hateful morality which has overtaken Britain since the 1980s. Surely it is now the peak, it is the turning point after which we have to reassess what has happened. We had the old morality, which was based around certain Christian ideas and how you behaved, and you would be judged by how you behaved, how pro-social you were, but also how loyal to your group, to the British you were, a morality which was seen so strongly in young men joining the army pretty much without question to fight in World War One and World War Two. And you have the new morality, which is a morality based around almost a kind of religious belief. And that is that you are a morally good person if you are anti-racist, and you are a morally bad person if you question racism in any, or question anti-racism and its dogmas and its non-factual assertions in any way. This worldview, any worldview that then becomes dominant among the ruling class, will become imitated gradually by those that are lower down, and they will be inculcated with it. Meaning that if you are a person of average or slightly below average intelligence, such as a police officer, you will firstly not question your betters, as you will see them, that much, and so you will be inculcated quite easily with what the new dominant morality is. And secondly, you will deliberately imbibe that dominant morality because you will be insecure. You will feel the nagging doubts about yourself that you're not very intelligent and you're not very important. And therefore, you will imbibe the morality of the intelligent and important people in order to feel better about yourself, in order to feel that you matter, in order to feel that you are a good and important person. And so therefore, you can see how both sets of morality, the earlier morality of patriotism and so forth, and the new morality, will be strongly imbibed by the police and will be practiced by the police. And this is led to the most extreme situation, because, of course, you have to competitively signal the new morality. You have to competitively signal your anti-racism. And you have to competitively signal it to reassure others that you hold this morality, that you are not a heretic, and also to reassure yourself that you, as a slightly insecure, not very intelligent person, that you are a good person and you are a kind person and that you are a socially important person. And so these people, these police officers in Hampshire Police, turn up and find an 18-year-old white, well, barely a man, boy, really, Henry Novak, a student in Southampton, lying on the ground, and they find a Sikh who is with him. They assume that the boy is drunk. They have no reason to assume he is drunk, other than a stereotype that, well, you know, young white men drink, don't they? And that the Sikh, of course, Sikhs are not supposed to drink alcohol. Well, he, of course, must be sober. The Sikh asserts that this person has done a racism to him. The boy asserts that he has been stabbed, and it's obvious that he has been visibly stabbed. But yet they believe the Sikh. When it's one man's word against another, in order to signal to themselves and others the new morality, they believe the foreigner, they believe the Asian, they believe the Sikh, without any attempt to try and work out what has happened, without any attempt to allow Henry Novak to give his point of view. They simply believe the foreigner, because under the new morality, in which everything is based around anti-racism, everything is based around harm avoidance, everything is based around equality, you as a good person must surely believe the foreigner, the excluded, over the person who is a native of your own country, in a complete contradiction of the original morality of World War One or World War Two. You believe the foreigner. Henry Novak says that he can't breathe and that he has been stabbed. You don't believe him. He is of your own tribe. He is of your own group. And he is a bad person, therefore. And if you, he is an inherent racist. And if you do believe him, then you are signalling to yourself that you're not a good person. So you must not believe him. Worse than that, you must disrespect him. Rather than address him as sir, as is normally, so traditionally the case with police officers that address people as sir, you address him as mate, as if he is somehow an equal to you. You disrespect him in those final moments. He's a nobody. He's just a mate. You are this is not some official situation in which you are doing your job as a police officer, and it's a formal thing, and there's a relationship with the public and a relationship of deference, public servants. No, he's nobody. He's nothing. He's not Mr. Novak. He's mate. It's a way of expressing a sort of contempt, or at least a lack of respect for him. And he says, I've been stabbed. I don't think you have, mate. Quite incredible. And then they handcuff him behind his back, presumably making it even more difficult to breathe, despite the fact that he's saying he can't breathe. And he's so repellent to them. He's so disgusting. He's so potentially a source of disease as a member of their own group. And remember, the society where morality is based around anti-racism, and that this quickly becomes racism towards your own people as a means of reassuring yourself of your goodness, that they wear these plastic gloves which make it look spiteful mutant-like, as though they have pointed fingers, almost like witches or something. And there is an image of them with those gloves, putting his hands, his pale hands, as he loses blood and bleeds out behind his back, and arresting him on the charge of a racially aggravated public order offence or whatever it happens to be. He had done nothing wrong. He hadn't had much to drink. He hadn't said anything racist. In reality, he'd got into an argument with this Sikh, and the Sikh, who is allowed, because remember, in a society based around anti-racism, you have extra rights, you have extra privileges if you are the foreigner. You have more. You have privileges compared to the native population, whereas once this was perhaps reversed. Now, you have privileges as a foreigner. A person can accuse you. You can accuse a person of racially aggravated offence or whatever, but they can't do the same the other way round. And you, indeed, as a foreigner, as a Sikh, can carry a ritualistic knife with you, a dagger with you at all times, whereas anybody else would be arrested for so doing. And he took advantage of that foreigner privilege to stab this boy and kill him, including stabbing him when he was running away. If this isn't the equivalent of Stephen Lawrence, but for white people, I don't know what is. The police have imbibed the doctrine of anti-racism, which ultimately means you treat foreigners better than your own people. You believe foreigners over your own people. Foreigners have more rights than your own people. You have to be more sensitive to foreigners than your own people. You should want to be ruled by foreigners rather than your own people. And it is morally good to despise your own people, disrespect your own people, and mistreat your own people, because that proves to you, if you do that, your own moral goodness. That is the situation we are at with the appalling shower of inculcated, insecure, generally quite low IQ people who are the police. They are in Britain. They are no longer on the side of the British people. They are on the side of the foreigner. And that is why they killed, and effectively they did, through their actions, through not immediately attending to his problems. They effectively killed Henry Novak. And I personally think that the officers that are involved in that case in Hampshire should be, at the very least, put on trial for manslaughter. Rest in peace, Henry Novak. Goodbye.
Are you ready for the future of the West?